Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. It is Wednesday, and this is Meet Your Neighbor today. And I have somebody who's been our neighbor for a year, Sophia Englicka.
Yes.
Is that close enough?
Close enough, yeah. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Okay. Well, my sister-in-law is from Germany, too.
Oh, really?
So, yes. You are from Germany, and you're the foreign exchange student, one of the foreign exchange students at FCHS this year. So where are you from in Germany?
Well, have you ever heard of Hamburg?
Yes.
Have you heard of Hannover?
No.
No. It's like 2.5 hours away. It's like more in the south.
Okay.
It's like south from Hamburg. That's where I'm from.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. And we are going to find out what it's like to grow up there and what it's like to come to Fairfield as a foreign exchange student. Has it been fun?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. How much longer do you have before you go home?
1 month and 2 days.
1 month and 2 days. Okay. 1 month and 2 days before she sees her parents again. Are you waiting? Are you anxious?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Obviously, you, like, miss your parents.
Right.
Because they're your parents, right? But on the other hand, I know when I'm leaving here, I'm not going to, like, I mean, I'm gonna come back and visit, hopefully, but it's going to be different. You know, I'm not going to come back and go to high school.
Oh, okay.
And I know I'm going to come back to Germany, and I'll just, like, go on with my life there.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like sad to leave, but yeah, I'm happy
to be home.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We will talk more with Sophia in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The people that decide to take control of areas of their life, and they decide way deep down in their decider, not a drive-by, not a passing fancy, but way down in your decider, you decide. When you decide to do that, you can get out of debt. You can get on a budget. You can get your baby step four going into your 401k and be on a track to be an everyday millionaire. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Sophia Englicka from Germany. She has spent the year here in Fairfield as a foreign exchange student. So let's talk about your mom and dad. Who's your mom and dad? Because, you know, I'm sure somebody knows your mom and dad in Germany. Your actual mom and dad.
Oh, my actual mom. Okay, so my dad is Matthias Engelke, and my mom is Beronia Engelke.
Okay.
And I know. What do you want to hear about him?
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother. He is 11 or 12.
11 or 12.
Oh, yeah.
You missed his last birthday. You were here.
Actually, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, his birthday is June 23rd.
Oh, so you'll be home just in time for the celebration. Okay. All right. And so what is it like growing up in Germany? What is your house like? Is it like the sound of music, or?
Well, do you want to hear like about how they're built and stuff, or?
I want to hear. How is it built?
Well, okay. So, I feel like a lot of houses here only have like one level and a basement.
Right.
And I feel like in Germany it's more common to see like house with like the base level, I guess, and like an upstairs. And some of them do have a basement, but most houses have like an upstairs. And I feel like not a lot of houses do here.
All right. Is your town bigger than, I'm going to guess it's bigger than Fairfield, right?
Well, so I live in like a small town. I wouldn't even call it town.
Oh, okay.
But we live like 10 minutes away from a city. So,
okay.
I don't know. My town probably there are probably like 1,000 people in my town. But we have like a few towns really close by each other, so the next town is only like 2 minutes away.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So you live in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is school like for you in Germany? How did you start school? Did you start at kindergarten? Because one of the few German words I know.
School starts when you're 6 years old, and school is definitely a lot different in Germany. We start going to high school after fourth grade, so I'm fifth
after
grade.
After fourth grade?
Yes, but okay. God, school's so different, like I don't even want to try to explain it, but We have basically like three different types of high schools. So one of those types of high schools, you graduate after 13 years and you get your graduation degree. And only with that graduation degree, you're allowed to go to college.
Oh, okay.
And then we have like an easier school and you get to graduate after like 10 years total, 10 okay. years total school. And you can go to like, I think it's called trading school.
Okay.
But you don't get to go to college because you don't have that other degree.
But you're trained to do a certain task, basically.
Well, no, it's just like a normal school education, but you get to go to trading school after.
Okay.
But if you graduate from that school with like a good degree, you still get to go to the like harder school, and if you graduate from that, you can go to college. It's very complicated.
Oh, okay. All right. So when you go home, will you go to the university? You go to university?
No, I have 2 more years of high school left.
2 more years of high school left.
Because I'm a junior here now, so I'm in the 11th grade, and I'm going to graduate after 13 years.
Okay. So why did you want to come to Fairfield? Or did you just put down USA on an application?
Yeah. So some exchange students get to choose, like, the state they get placed in. Mm-hmm. And some of them even get to, like, choose a city.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't say anything about where I wanted to be placed. I just said America. I would like to be placed in America.
Someplace. Why did you want to come to America?
Well, you just have this, I don't know, I at least had this image of America as like this big, great country and the American way of life. And I don't know. I mean, my dad has been always telling me how great America is. And you always see those movies and stuff.
Right.
About High School Musical, and I don't know, I was just like very curious about it, and I was like, okay, I want to go to America, and I don't want to go just for like vacation, I want to go like experience it.
Oh, okay. All right. So were you upset that no one broke into song during your high school career?
Like, I mean, a little. No, I've been really enjoying my time at FCHS.
Okay. So you've been staying with Chris and Jessica, right?
Yes.
And Turner, and they have a daughter about your age. Did you have any qualms about coming in? And Aaliyah, is she exactly your age, or is she?
She's like a few months younger. But, okay. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. So did that pose any problems for you, or you were just like, a new sister?
Yes, I was like, I don't think it caused any problems at all. I was really happy to have a sister my age. Because I feel like it has been easier for me to, like, get things started and stuff because she's my age.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to, like, the same stuff. And she introduced me to her friends. And, like, she showed me how to do things in high school because it was all new. You know, I mean, I went to a school, but it's different, you know?
It is different.
Yeah. So I definitely do think it helped me a lot.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you about things about Germany, okay? What do you miss about being home, other than your parents and your family?
I just think...
Now, if you don't say food, I'm going to be disappointed. just to let you know.
Okay, American food. I'm just going to let you know American food is pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's pretty unhealthy. But still, that's probably what makes it good. I do
that's where
miss
the taste comes from.
Exactly, right? I do miss actually bread, like homemade bread. I told my host mom about it once and she bought me some homemade bread. That was pretty cute. But I do miss like actual bread because you guys, you have those toast bread.
Right.
And we have like, I can't even explain it. And all the people out there are probably like, this girl's crazy, but.
No, bread in Europe is great.
Yeah.
Right?
Have you ever had it?
No, I have not. My daughter went to England last year, and she said there's something about the pastries and the bread.
Yes!
It is so much better.
Thank you. Yes.
So, yeah. It's fresh made every day. Right?
Mm,
pretty much.
Yeah. You can buy it fresh made or not. If it's not fresh made, it's obviously not as good.
Okay. So, what else do you miss?
I feel like... Okay, so you know how you're full age in Germany when you're 18?
Okay.
So kids that are like 16 and 17, I feel like have a lot more freedom, like about what they want to do.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much whenever I hang out with my friends, I just, like, leave. I just tell my dad bye. I might tell him, like, hey, I'm going to hang out with friends.
And he didn't say be home by 10.
Not really. I mean, some parents do, but those are, like, only, like, the really, really strict ones.
Okay.
And I feel like this is a lot different in America, which, I mean, I get, because... So I'm not allowed to drive in Germany, so my dad has to pick me up most of the times.
Right.
So he'll, like, know where I am anyways. But here, kids start driving when they're 16, and they can... I mean, if you have a car, you can go wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why that's a lot different here.
Okay. And a lot of people don't drive in Germany, do they?
In big cities, no. Because in big cities, we have a lot of public transportation.
Right.
And you have, like, a subway coming
mm-hmm.
every 2 minutes.
It's the nearest subway to your home.
Or
nearest train.
We have, where I live, we have, like, a lot of buses. So even though I'm not in the city exactly,
uh-huh.
we still have a lot of public transportation. That's a hard word to say.
That's okay. I understand. So you have a lot of public transportation. Do you ever take the bus to, like, a train and go into bigger towns with friends? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So okay. we have, like, our capital town from my state is, like, about 30 minutes away, and me and my friends oftentimes just ride the train there.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously our parents don't feel like driving us 30 minutes there and go back 30 minutes. Right?
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, we will talk more in just a few moments with Sophia Englica about adjusting to life in the United States here in just a few moments. So I did say it right, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. She's saying yes and shaking her head no. But it's all right. We'll be back in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Sophia Englica. She is the exchange student at FCHS from Germany. So, let me ask you this. What is the favorite thing you do in Germany with your friends? Is it go to the capital city? Or what is your typical weekend like?
My typical weekend?
Because we're going to find out what your typical weekend at Fairfield is, too.
I don't know. In the summer, we have like a public pool.
Oh, okay.
That's where we go many times, We just, like, hang out at someone's house. Yeah.
All right, just hanging out at somebody's house.
Exactly. Or we just go to town and, like, eat something, go get an ice cream or something.
Okay. All right. Now... When you turned in all your applications, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you found out you were coming to Fairfield. And did you have to look it up in a map?
Yes.
Okay.
My dad did, actually, because I was on summer camp.
Okay.
And I got the call that I got in host family. And I actually got really happy and I started crying because I got my host family pretty late and I was worried about it.
Oh, okay.
And I called my dad. And he, like, looked it up, and I came home, and he had, like, 15 pages printed out about Fairfield and the weather and stuff.
So did you go through all 15 pages? Were you
no.
okay?
I no. just looked over him.
Okay. All right. So what did you think about coming to Illinois?
I was really excited.
Really excited.
Yeah, because I feel like the name Illinois, you've heard it before, you
right.
know? So I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be cool.
All right. Did you think you were going to be in a bigger city?
I didn't know. Like, obviously, after I looked it up, I did. But, my agency told us that we're more likely getting placed in, like, a smaller city than big cities.
Oh, okay. All right. So when was your first contact with the Turners, your host family? Did they call you before, or?
we just emailed, and it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks before I came here. So I got my host family pretty late.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you flew from Germany to, I'm going to guess, New York, or did you fly to London?
Detroit. I flew from Germany to Amsterdam.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I flew to Detroit and then to Evansville.
Okay. All right. And they picked you up in Evansville?
Yes.
Okay. Did they have a little sign that said, Sophia?
Yes. I still have it. It's up in my counter. Do you say counter? I don't know.
Okay. All right. So was the whole family there?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you about going to FCHS. How was it walking in as a junior at FCHS? With English being your second language?
Yes. I was really excited because it looked like one of those high schools in the movies. And I was like, oh my God, this is so American. I was so excited. And I remember Aaliyah showing me around before school started.
Right.
And she goes, well, this is your art room and this is your math room. And after we left the building, I had no idea about anything. I had no idea.
Still didn't know.
Well, now I kind of like figured it out. But I remember probably like the first week I always had someone taking me to my rooms because I didn't know where they were.
Oh, okay. All right. So what has been your favorite class at FCHS?
Oh, that's hard. Probably, okay, I like history class because
You like history?
Yeah,
okay. I like history. Now, let me ask you a question about history.
Yeah.
All right? Is history taught in the United States different than history taught in Germany?
Yes. History taught in Germany is more like world history. So okay. We learn about Germany too.
Right.
But I feel like we learn more about other countries than you guys do.
Okay. All right. What about your first football game? Did you understand what that was going to be like?
No.
No.
No. Well, I mean, I know what football was, like what they looked like and what it looked like when they're playing it. But I honestly still don't know what's going on. I still haven't figured it out. A lot of people try to explain it to me.
A lot of people still trying to explain it to me, too.
All right.
So did you think it was exciting?
Yes.
Okay. What about basketball? Basketball season?
Yes. I like basketball season. I honestly got to say, I feel like I like basketball a little more than football.
Okay.
Just because football sometimes takes forever. And it's outside. And it gets like, cold. But I really like basketball, especially because of the spirit, because you're like in the gym.
Right.
So when people are like
cheering,
when they're cheering, it sounds like a lot louder and you get like the spirit and you get excited. And I don't know. I really liked it.
All right. So did you play in band?
Or no.
No. Okay. You don't play an instrument. You participate in sports, right?
Yes.
What sport are you participating?
Track.
Track. Okay. What do you do in track?
I normally do like relays, like the 800 relay or the 400 relay.
So we brought you over to be like the anchor for the 400 relay. Is that what I'm hearing?
Katie is saying yes.
Katie DeVu is in here too, and she's our moral support for today. Okay, so is track and field a lot? Is it more popular in Germany in high school?
We don't really have high school sports.
Oh, really?
I know that my school has a soccer team.
Okay.
But I've never went to like any of their games. I don't even know when they are, and I don't think anyone ever goes to them.
Really?
Yes.
That's some school spirit you got there.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah.
You did say education was different in Germany.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's talk about things you've done here in America. What's the best thing you've ever done here?
Oh, that's hard to say. I've done so many great things. Well, I went to New York once.
Oh.
New York, which obviously was pretty exciting. And I don't, it's just like a bunch of little things.
Right.
Like, for example, we don't really have four-wheelers in Germany. We don't have like trails or anything.
Right.
And I remember whenever I went, I think you call it muddying for the first time.
Yeah.
I really like, I thought it was pretty fun. I know it sounds so, like maybe weird because it's like so normal here, but we don't do it in Germany.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand. So now if your parents are listening to this, you're going to have to explain to them what mudding is.
Oh, right.
They're going to go, what is this mudding?
I think I actually did tell my dad. I called him like a week after I was here and
right.
I was like, oh, I did so many cool stuff, so much cool stuff.
Now we talked, you talked earlier about driving. Why don't teens drive in Germany? Because there is so much public transportation, or
yeah.
Is it just harder to get a license in Germany?
Well, okay, so the legal driving age is 18. And, well, normally people like where I'm from, when they're like in a small town, they get their driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I gotta say, I feel like it's not as necessary as it is here because we always have a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you got some really small towns where the bus leaves like once a day and not on Sundays. But people in the city, I feel like some of my friends in the city don't really like make their license till they're like 22. But whenever I go back to Germany,
uh-huh.
I'm definitely going to do my driver's license.
Okay.
And it's different to get a driver's license because we don't have like a driver's class or anything in school. You have to go to like a private driver's school, and it's about like $2,000 just to get your license.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
I see why kids don't drive.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you, did you drive while you were here in Fairfield? Did Aaliyah let you drive?
Not a car. I drove...
Just a four-wheeler.
I drove the four-wheeler, just on the property.
Oh, okay. All right. is there anything you found strange here in America?
Yes. People eat French toast with syrup, and they eat bacon with syrup. And I think that's very strange.
Because everybody knows that peanut butter goes on French toast, right?
Okay. Everybody else tells me it's weird, but I eat French toast with ketchup.
Okay.
And everybody tells me how gross it is. Katie's shaking her head. But
it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember seeing Aaliyah eating French toast with syrup and bacon with syrup. And I was like, Aaliyah, what are you doing?
She's having breakfast.
Yeah.
Is there any food you miss other than the bread? Do you miss... my sister-in-law makes sauerkraut.
Oh, yes. I like sauerkraut.
Oh, okay.
Yes. My dad didn't... Honestly, he didn't make it very often. I live with my dad.
Right.
But, yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay. All right. What does your dad do?
My dad has like a... I guess you call it a networking company.
Okay.
So he works for like other businesses doing
right.
their network system.
With computers.
Yeah.
And what does your mom do?
My mom doesn't work because she has like an illness. It's called MS. So
okay.
She's not able to work.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She was either a stay-at-home mom or she was a working mom. One of the two. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. It's okay.
Okay. All right, Sophia, we are just about done. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Are you going to miss the Turners?
Oh, I'm definitely going to miss them.
Do you have plans for them to come over and visit you?
Well, I hope they do. I'm definitely going to try to come back. And I just had my agency meeting about my, do you call it departure? My leaving.
Okay. Departure.
Departure on Sunday. And I was really sad. It really made me sad because I've been here for already 9 months and doesn't feel like it.
Okay.
And I don't know. I've lived with them for 9 months. It's going to be 10 months when I leave. And you grow together with them. And I really, really enjoyed staying with them. So I don't know if you're listening to that, but I just want to say I'm really thankful for them letting me stay at their house. And I really enjoyed the time with them.
Okay. What's the best part of Fairfield?
The best part of Fairfield? That's hard.
If you say taco, I'm gonna
That's hard to say, honestly. I'm probably just going to say the people.
Okay.
Because people here are very nice, and they're very open-minded, and they're very friendly.
All right. All right, Sophia, it has been great to have you come in. I know you're very nervous about it. I'm going to show you how to get your, so your parents can listen to this at home, okay? And that is going to do it for today on the Community Connection.